Pejoratives. Karoloff offers her insight on how to mindfully traverse the current global political climate with the best vocabulary we have access to. Join her for a look inside her latest book, At a Loss for Words, which delves into the meaning of her six chosen words, freedom, democracy, truth, woke, choice, and taxes, unpacking the forces from right and left that have altered them beyond recognition. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, visit KingstonWritersFest.ca.
What's going on? I just want to go. Tanya Dunhaskigo, then on the Watahun Sadaje, Ungahuan, and Hadi Wanodas, and the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar de Wanyawa Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock here at CFRC, and you're tuned to 101.9 FM, just as Nathan had mentioned there. Ani Nijq Inc., Doug Farquhar, Indigenous Cause, meanwhile, Sean Story, as Na Minwa. And a schnobby Nuiwin. And here we go with this gorgeous Tuesday. Yeah, it's been a little gray looking outside, but my goodness, we've been having so much fun. we're having fun here in the studio, actually getting things reorganized. And you notice that Sean's very busy with the wires. Oh,
damn. I have to be busy with the wires because Douglas freaks out.
Yeah, we got that. There we go. Now we got...
He gets all antsy.
No.
Which one's yours? Which one's mine?
Well, I had to... We get our wires crossed.
And he's like, that bothers him, so...
There you go.
See? So I fixed it.
Good.
Thank you.
Pardon?
Or welcome.
Anyway, so we're all set for another wonderful evening here in Aboriginal Voices.
Yeah, and the evening gets darker now.
It does, yeah. People noticed that this past weekend.
Well, I did.
Good.
It's way darker as I'm driving here.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I was thinking about when you go and do your walk in the evening. It's 7 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
Oh, let's go for a short walk and come back and get supper ready.
That'll be tomorrow, possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a great weekend. I went to watch a lot of volleyball in the Ottawa, actually in Gatineau.
So what made it great?
Just watching volleyball.
Oh, yeah?
All these players and it's...
I can't see how that would be great.
Well, it brought me back. Just think for a second. You go to an event of some nature that you'd been involved in before, and then you have this flood of memories. And I remember when I started teaching in the Kingston area, north at the Charbert Lake High School at that time, and I taught volleyball. We had a volleyball team, it was really a lot of fun. Well, this brought back the memories. And then when I moved, they moved me from Charbert Lake High School to... from high school to grade one. That was a bit of a shock, but it was actually a good thing for me because it put me in a position where I could teach volleyball at Loyalist High School.
Oh, yeah?
So I switched from volleyball.
You coached, right?
Yeah. But you have to teach them
you
a lot.
You don't teach volleyball, you
sure
coach
you
volleyball.
Okay. What?
Right? You've been doing it wrong.
Oh, is that right?
Nah. Yeah.
Anyway, so I've been coaching volleyball, and we did that, and then I coached volleyball at the elementary level, and you know each one you're seeing a development of more volleyball players, a little better skilled province wide as you get going, and now I got a chance to go and see college and university level volleyball players at. In the Ottawa area. And it was exciting for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, every time a ball came near us, I was ready.
You wanted to go out there and play?
Well, yes. They wouldn't let me play out there. No.
Listen, I'm going to teach you how to play volleyball.
No, I'm not going to teach you anything there. They can serve way better than I ever did. Oh, yes, yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot of strategy involved in the game. A lot of movement. There should be a lot of movement on the floor. Oh, yeah.
How is there strategy?
Yeah, well, you get your whole team working together.
All right.
Teamwork. I love it. anyway, it was well worth it. After four games, Saturday and Sunday, that I know the volleyball players were tired, but I was exhausted.
I would have been. I would have been tired too.
No, don't say it. Anyway, but no, it was quite amazing. To
and
see.
Now the long drive home.
Oh yes, it wasn't that long. That I remember.
The fun never ends. Yeah. How do you tell the difference?
It was dark. You don't see as far down the pathway as you go. Anyway, yeah, it's good fun. Interesting, though, that I talked to someone on Monday who had a weekend, a similar weekend. You know, he used to teach outdoor ed in the Kingston area. Uh-huh. And he was saying that he was out for the weekend, but his was a weekend of teaching camping and to people who hadn't done it before, but also canoeing and kayaking. And
wait a minute. Can you teach camping or do you coach camping?
No, you can teach it. You definitely have to teach people what to bring, what not to bring, what to do once you brought it to the campsite. How to keep your shoes from getting melting.
Melting?
Yeah. You know anything about that? You get a nice fire going. You stick
is that
your
something
feet up?
You really have to teach?
Well, yes. You bring along a really old pair of sneakers.
To me, that's a life skill, I think.
It's like, one people remember after one event.
Wait a minute. What's that smell? Oh yeah, my feet are too close to the fire.
Oh yeah, somebody left a marshmallow here.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway,
why is my feet hot?
So I thought, okay, that's pretty funny. Anyway, but he felt tired after the weekend as well.
Was he?
Yeah, because you know the all weekend you were intensively involved in what's happening and watching everybody and. You know, without having to really jump in and say too much. So, much like my weekend. Anyway, next weekend, do you want to come? There's a whole tournament
there's more?
Montreal. Yeah, you want to go?
Oh, wait a minute, Montreal.
Yeah.
There's a place that's very nice to eat there.
Mm. That's what we need.
Yeah. There's only one. I'm kidding. There's lots of them there.
And you probably have it on your GPS ready to go.
I do.
You do?
I did. Like the GPS that's at home in the house. They work best there?
Mm-hmm.
No. Anyway, so that's what you did. What did I do this weekend? I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm pretty sure I did something, but what it was, I don't remember, Doug.
Mm.
Let me look at my calendar. Oh, yeah, I went visiting.
You did?
Yeah, I went. Well, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I went visiting the.
You were doing more. You were doing more radio stuff than I get to do.
Well,
I love it. Yeah.
I went and visited an opposing.
Sure.
We can?
Why not?
We'll break the rules.
What rules?
We'll break the rules, Doug.
No, the only rule you don't break is one that calls for swearing.
I'm going to teach you how to break the rules.
I don't have
one
of those.
Maybe I'm going to coach you on how to break the rules.
Ah, that's better.
What's
the call number for that one that Amherst Island? Do you know?
No, don't even ask. Okay. It's Amherst. Amherst Island Radio.
Okay, good.
When visited Eric.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Had a meeting.
And?
It was a good meeting. It was a real good meeting. Let's see. I don't know, Doug. I know I did stuff on the weekend. I just don't remember what they were.
That's good.
You know what it was I did?
Mm-hmm.
I was heavy in the computer lab.
Ooh, nice.
In the basement, and I was doing this and I was doing that, and then I pushed that and it wouldn't do what I wanted it to do, and I was like, you.
It doesn't want to work. Computers.
Well, this particular computer.
Well, the nice part.
And so I says, well, I guess maybe I got some more reading to do.
Uh-oh.
More reading and more video YouTube to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't helpful.
Well, you're trying to.
They must have been trying to coach me. Because
you're trying to program equipment?
No.
Connecting equipment?
No, it wasn't that at all. It was personal use. So I was doing some stuff and it was not working. Mm. That's what I did. I should have been outside cutting the grass.
Oh,
but I wasn't near as entertaining.
Now that reminds me.
When I say entertaining, I really mean infuriating.
Okay,
because I don't like the cutting the grass either.
Okay. But that reminds me, because volunteering here at CFRC is a great opportunity for people to learn about digital broadcasting. Because, you know, here at CFRC now, we're fully digital. And there are a number of people here on campus or in the community who may want to get involved in being part of what we're doing here.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm hoping that
I hope so, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we get new voices.
We need people who want to do this.
We need new outlooks on things.
Mm-hmm.
Like avenues of thought.
Oh, okay. I have for you an avenue of thought that goes back a long time, because Logan Statz has a new CD out.
Does he?
I really like this, because he has on it, the first track is Before All Things.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I'm going to play that for you, and then one of Logan's songs called Running Like a River.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit later, Midnight Shine. We've got a couple of their songs. They're all the way from James Bay, just the upper part of James Bay.
Oh.
Yeah. So here we go. You all set? Yes.
I am. Go.
I want to go to the highway. I do what to go. Then I got to hold a dump. It got in here to you that you are a Zata, ne ona, Sahu and Zadade, ne doy in a dam, Rawero, Tadabo didn't want a domesticate. Nogi eight and eight no one did the Bodasawa, Nana Ungwe Sua, Taitina Huarado, Nenizini Hadi Yuki at the Genhas, Negidi eight to Nayetuage, Nana Guanigona, Nene Oni, Taitina Huarado, Zinun Yugurasi, Takam Zarakwa, Nene Yetini Star, Johan Jade. Nagrij and Hodi got Wahaja, it to get in it in a way, diet in a horado, diet to get in it to hanger, then I got a negona. Negadine owner, diet in a horado, negahna gadunya. Ne wahine, I am guahata nawate. It to get in a it to hanger, then I got a negona. Nene diet in a horado, negunjon sua, then a wange, gundidero, ojake, ne yukia we hajin, audi water, then a water junheko and guado say. Nagari, it tonayoto hage, then a guanigora. Dietino horado, ne yutunduni. Negri ne, then a ono qua sua, then a ganoda, guadiguana. Eto, cadinoito hage, then a guanigora. Dietino horadum, de anjun hequa, then a asin liguna de cohagua, ne honeste, osaheda, than a ono osara. Dieto gadinoito hage, then a guanigora. Negadine oni, Daitino Horado, ne wah yanyanta, nene, niohundesa, ne kumudigawana, eto, kadinu itoage, nene guat negura. Daitino Horado, negarunda ugua, nene yunkiawe haje, azik sunun is diora rajes, daito, kadinu itoage, nene guat negura. Aitino Horadum, ne Kundirio, Negadine Uskanuda, the one at Donqua, ne only Yutka Mahaje, ne Audi Wada, Nenavada Jun Hekwa, Ayaguada, sir. Taito, Kadine Doge, Nenagua Nigura. Taitino Horadan, ne Zi Dongua, ne Wahine, Nen Adunya, Neosinoda, Gomati Guana. Taito, Kadine Doge, Nenagua Nigura. Nangadi, Sauyera Zitkaru Yade. Eto gadine noa dan jetino wala dunya wa nene eti sotogo radi wano dajes radi weras da eto gadine eto hage nana go ani go ona eti no wala dun na gaedi ni ka wala ke ne wa ne ne tio wala ko ne da eto gadine eto hage nana go ani go ona ta tsira wano wala dun ne tsira wa tsia ruska hage te ko da ho swate da nya to wani sadade Nungidi, eto, nayatoge, nanaguani gora. The etino horado, neti sota, sta neca, winita dajes, ne scani, diridi wine wago, nanaguego, ne eti nistaha. The eto, carino doge, nanaguani gora. The etino horado, ne diunciado, ne inciatana stages, yet the one is a deno. The eto, carino doge, nanaguani gora. That's it when I'm hard on, then I roll in a dam, then I sung quiet diesel, then I'm going to dance, a guego, eto, loget on the jets. Nagidi, that's it when I'm hard on, then I hold it, ni hut gawa, yin guadi huage, ta eto, carino doge, nana guani guna. Ta eto, ni gawanege, dan ona eto.
347,155,200 seconds. 5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queen's football on CFRC.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
GradChat is a collaboration between the SGS and CFRC, where we feature one graduate student or postdoc each week, providing them the platform to showcase their research and explain how it affects us. We also occasionally do interviews with postdocs, alumni, or grad students on topical subjects. Are you a grad student, postdoc, or alumni that would like to be interviewed? Visit queensu.ca/sgs/grad-chat to fill out the interviewee form. You can listen to Grad Chat every Tuesday at 4 to 4:30 p.m.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Oh, 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 oh.
I know this man like the back of my hand. I don't only earn, but it's who I am.
there you go, Sean. That was Adrian Sutherland with Midnight Shine. And great medley of songs that that they had for us. And also, before that, we had Logan Statz with Running Like a River. Hope you liked that one. That was nice. Anyway, Midnight Shine, they're a group from up around James Bay. And they, Adrian Sutherland was the coordinator of that, but then he's gone out on his own now. So either you'll hear Midnight Shine or Adrian Sutherland. I'll try and find the other people who are in the group because they're all pretty good when you get them together and they sing and you play music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's some of the new music today here on Aboriginal Voices. And, you know, it's interesting, too, in this first of our 2 hours here from 6 to 8 o'clock, we're getting quite a few bits of information coming at us. And
some.
Yeah. And one of them, I don't have all the details yet, but I'm going to be digging into it for next week. And it has to do with healthcare across the country and for First Nations. And actually, I think I see you with something there. Oh, there it is. And they're about birthing in communities. So we'll have more on that next week. And in fact, we might have an interview. So we're looking for that.
Good.
You know, so I spent a bit of time today working on that information because it was sent to me in an email that, you know, the whole idea of having care for pregnant women in First Nations communities has been very low. And quite often, women have had to leave the community and go to a center where there's a big hospital. But if you're from a small community, quite a distance away, that means that you're going all on your own. Uh-huh. And so there, yeah. And so, you know, I mean, it can be done. People do it, but it's not preferable for a lot of communities where you. You could have the families in the community there to support each individual woman who is, you know, anywhere from, you know, 5 to 8 months pregnant and needing the support of the community. So if you go somewhere else, then you don't have all that support. So anyway, just something to think about. And I as I said, I'm going to try and find... I talked with somebody by email today, and they didn't have the facilities to talk to us about for digital recording.
Oh, no?
No. Could have done a telephone interview, but then we got an hour difference. So for us, we would have to be calling. They would have to call us at 7:30 at night to talk. It would only be 6:30 their time.
Okay.
Yeah. The phone quality wasn't as good as you would like because I couldn't do the phone recording.
They weren't good? Wasn't good?
Well, I blamed it on mine. I think it was better doing the audio with the digital connection from computer to computer. But but we're going to do that. We're going to talk a bit about that. And also last week we talked about... health for, and there was an apology for harm done to Indigenous peoples right across the country. That was done by the Medical Association of Canada. And, you know, we talked about that last week and we shared a bit of information about it. And it got me thinking. So I pulled out the book that I have. Remember, I don't know if you remember.
No.
It was probably, I can't remember. It could have been 2021, maybe 2020. Gary Geddes came in February, too. He's the author from BC. And he talked about a book that he had written called Medicine Unbundled. And he's basically the author of the book, but the story comes from a lady that he met in... Vancouver, I think it was, or maybe it was Victoria. And he had met her and talked with her a little bit. And then she got him going on the idea that he should find out about health care for Indigenous peoples all up and down Vancouver Island.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he did. And he ended up interviewing people and finding out all the horrors of what it was like to be somebody who is now in his or her 50s or better, and the problems they had to get health care for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're going back a bit. Anyway, Medicine Unbundled was also a book that was highlighted here at Queen's University for the first-year nursing students here at Queen's, and that was a few years ago. And then Gary Geddes came and talked to a number of people in the, at Queen's and physiotherapists and doctors here at Queen's since then. So anyway, the apology, and I don't know if you want, I've got the apology that we
I see that they're
share.
Deeply ashamed. Mm-hmm. Canadian Medical Association apologizes for the harms to Indigenous peoples, but it doesn't really say what the harm is. The organization representing Canada's doctors has issued a formal apology for the harms the medical profession has caused Indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm.
There's no examples. The Canadian Medical Association made the apology Wednesday at a ceremony in Victoria, attended by representatives of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people. CMA President Dr. Ross Reimer said the organization was deeply ashamed for the deplorable racism, discrimination, and physical and psychological harms Indigenous peoples have faced as a result of the actions and inactions of physicians, both historically and today.
Mm. Before you go on, what's really important in this is that that a number of doctors who are on that committee are Indigenous.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a few. And they were guiding and supporting.
So they're apologizing to themselves?
Well, but they're driving the apology on behalf of all of the doctors across Canada.
That's what that was my question, because it doesn't seem to be addressed that, it just came out all of a sudden.
No, there's been work on this in the past. You've heard about it.
Have I?
Yes. Right here on Aboriginal Voices.
All right. So anyways, they apologized. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what got me thinking about the Medicine Unbundled. So you if you want to read about some of them.
Like, are they waiting for, it's all right. Is that what they're looking for?
No, not that
are
I know.
Are they looking for some sort of...
Be interesting to find out from these people that
standing here talking, saying,
yeah.
Former CMA president says, speaks to need for apology to Indigenous peoples, yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, reconciliation will take a long time, Métis elder says during CMA.
Anyway, so, yeah, and if you want to go even further back, like into the 1800s, then there's a book by James Dashuk. He was a professor of history at University of Saskatchewan, Regina, and his book's called Clearing the Plains.
All right, but, something that they did that they're apologizing for, or is it just sort of a blanket apology?
I think it looks like a blanket apology.
Hmm.
For physical harms, emotional harms. There were a number.
There was experimenting, I guess.
There was that too, yes.
Was conducted on Indigenous adults including studying the effects of nutritional interventions and testing experimental tuberculosis vaccines and treatments. We still do not know the full extent of the medical experimentation in Indigenous children or adults. But that experimental testing, isn't that like the drug companies?
That's right. So they're not going.
But the drug companies aren't apologizing.
No, they're not yet. No, I think that's a matter for going through the courts.
All right.
But I think that this is important that the doctors have come out and said this. The association. And now, if you and I wanted to talk to doctors about it.
They say something, like you, I could say, I'm sorry I kicked you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's about it, right?
Yeah. Well, let's find out. We'll find out
in the next little
while. I'm going to
work harder about not kicking you again.
Yeah. But look at the healthcare that's changed already. You see it from your community. I've seen it in other communities. And so, you know, it's changed. You don't necessarily get shunted out the door too fast, do you?
No.
No. Okay. In fact,
you could be there all day. They're fine with it. It's like you go.
You are.
You go and you say, this hurts. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. And then like 9 hours later, your name is called, and they say, what's the matter?
Yeah.
Well, this hurts. Oh. All right. Well, there isn't really anything we can do about that. We'll see you later. So, you know, you could. Maybe an apology for that.
You and I both have gone through the system, the healthcare system, and here we are still doing our show after 30-some years, okay?
Oh, there was that.
That's because both of us were looked after, all right? They didn't say, okay, you're done, goodbye. I have a few problems afterwards, but yeah, still working on it, but.
Are you looking for an apology too, Doug?
No. No, I think I got a new lease.
All righty. Yeah. Let's move on.
All right. I've got some music if you'd like to hear it. Actually, we have some. Oh, did we do Adrian Sutherland? We did. Did you hear Respect the Gift?
No, Doug. No.
But
maybe
I
we should ask the people at home listening. Maybe they could tell us. Maybe they could tell us played last.
I've got one for you. We're going to redo a song that the Twin Flames did as a
cover.
We're
going to play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, that one?
That one.
Okay, go ahead. Do that one. We talked about that one last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I asked the question because I'm a mover and a shaker.
There you go.
And so. I was at the dinner, and so then this song came on, the one you're gonna play, and it was the one by those people, and so then I says, hey, how old do you think that is? And and the guy says, oh, I don't know, like the 1930s.
Ooh.
He knew. He's one of those.
He listened to Aboriginal Voices a few weeks ago.
He did. I didn't realize he was a listener. And I said, yeah, thanks for blowing the air out of that. I was gonna do some learning on you. Coaching. Maybe it was the coaching.
Okay.
And he already knew. And so we also said that, no, we're like it's about like maybe in the 1800s. Right?
Yes.
I think that's what I remember.
Even before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so that...
It's a way older song.
Twin Flames, a group live up in Ottawa area, did a cover song. And the song is House of the Rising Sun. And I wanted to... And I listened to it so that we could play it tonight. Yeah. And also a couple weeks ago. And it was interesting because I was asking the same question you were going to try and get the others to talk about. You know, how old is this song? Because my memory was in the 1960s, 64 or 65, somewhere around there, that the Animals played this song called The House of the Rising Sun. And the first one that came up was about a song by Ashley. I forget his first name. And he did it in 1936 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And then, Longworth. It's probably Longworth.
And then guess what? I found out a little more history, and it turns out it goes way back to the 1800s, where it was used by people singing in communities, because it's one you didn't need a lot of instruments for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ballad. It's also one of those teaching songs, or it could be a coaching your kids.
It could be.
I want you to hear it. We're going to start with, I guess we'll start with Twin Flames, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the one with, or you want one with Junebug. Junebug did the song.
Sounds good.
Which one? She's from the 1950s. Junebug after. Okay. Here we go.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. And it's in the room of many a poor boy. And God knows I am one. My mother was a tailor. She sewed my old blue jeans. My father I am one.
one foot is on the platform, the other is on the train. I'm going back to New Orleans to live my life in shame. Go tell my baby sister, never do like I have done. Tell her to shun that house in New Orleans they call the rising sun. Oh, I'm going back to New Orleans. Days beneath that rising sun.
Join conversations that cross generations at Kingston Writers Fest, September 25th through 29th, 2024. Enjoy engaging discussions and readings with renowned Canadian authors in onstage author events, writer's studio masterclasses, and special gatherings surrounding the stories and topics that matter to you, like renowned Canadian authors Danny Ramadan, Helen Humphreys, Vincent Anioke, Carol Off, Lisa Moore, and MJ Vasanji, alongside a trivia night, brunches and lunches, an open mic, and a cabaret-style evening in honor of Stephen Hyten. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, check out kingstonwritersfest.ca. Student pricing for many events is available.
Well, Sean, there you go. I hope you enjoyed the House of the Rising Sun. Singer was Junebug, and it was a shorter one, but it's a bluesy kind of song. Mm-hmm. And the one before that was Twin Flames, and it was bluesy.
Also bluesy.
But you notice we only have about 30 seconds to talk about it before the top of the hour. And the words, they caught me off guard.
Did they?
Different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Have you thought about that?
Have I thought about the words?
Yes.
Because I'd grown up listening to it and thinking, oh, it's about this, but it's not about this. It's about something else. Mm-hmm. Anyways. And what is it?
Yes.
It's about gambling. Mm-hmm.